This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sunday Side Up, and I'm your host, Barb Richards. Thanks for joining us today, spending part of your weekend with us. We appreciate that. We're going to be talking about one of our favorite events of the whole year, and that is the Rockin' Docks Music Festival. It is coming up March 15th at Spies Fieldhouse. With me today is Jeff Crawford. Jeff, Rockin' Docks, you've been there, part of it, ever really since its inception,
just about the inception.
Go back, and let's talk about the history of Rockin' Docks. Whose idea was it? And
well, Rockin' Docks started the first year was just going to be a one-night thing. That's it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it one time, going to raise some funds, and it becomes such a popular event that at one point we made it into a two-day event. And
oh,
if you'll remember, that was at Headwaters Park.
We used to
have it in September. And what we found was we had monsoons during September. We had cold. Yeah. We had wind. It was just, we never knew what the weather was going to be.
Right.
And one of our sponsors, Spies Fieldhouse, agreed to donate their facility for us, and we moved it to March. So we do it one night. It's March 15th this year. It's inside. It's during the March Madness. So we've got plenty of TVs up so people can come and they still want to watch the March Madness basketball games. They can still do that. So we moved it inside. So
And it's worked out very, very well. This will be the
13th.
13th
year. We're calling it Lucky 13. we've got the previous 12 years, we have donated over $400,000 to the local community and medical community with Super Shots and Matthew 25 and Fort Wayne Sexual Assault. Riley's Children's Hospital, as you know, Riley's isn't really a local charity, but we have so many families from Riley that go and use Riley from Fort Wayne that we decided to include that in our Fort Wayne charities.
And we're very appreciative of that, Jeff. Now, in Rockin' Docks is purely just a bunch of doctors who played band, musical instruments in high school and college and decided, you know what, they have a talent, they like to play and get together, why not do some good and give back to the community.
Exactly. And I think it's just like anybody, and I think anybody can take advice from that. No matter what you do in life, you have to have a balance. And you know how hectic doctors' lives are and things. And this is a time that they can kind of cut loose a little bit and relax and just enjoy themselves. And music is the way they express that.
And I think the appeal is that it's kind of fun to see your doctor in such a different kind of atmosphere, you know, really letting down his hair and letting go.
Oh, yeah. And we have doctors, bands that are playing from everything from folk music to the 60s to hard rock and Led Zeppelin. So when you talk about doctors, it's just, and they're so talented.
You know, they really are, and they get into it so much. That's other part I like about it. You know, you always have a better time when you're watching a band perform when they're having a great time. And I think that that's what you see with the Rockin' Docks bands is that they're out there to have a good time, and they know they're doing good with it, you know?
And I think so, too. And a lot of them, you know, just work all year just to play this gig. there's some of our bands that play other places and things, but, you know, this is their big thing that they play because they're also not just playing. They're playing for their peers.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of difference, and you get that. We have sometimes have some of our bands, by the end of the night, there might be four or five people we didn't even know was going to be in the bands that show up that are other doctors and medical personnel that show up and they say, come on up and play, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, by the end of the night, we're not sure who's going to be up there.
And they're very good.
Oh, they're excellent.
I mean, they are really great bands. I was blown away the first time I went to Rockin' Docks. Absolutely blown away.
Yeah, they are not amateurs when it comes to it.
No.
You know, they are rockers.
And you know, as you know, and as you have witnessed in the past Rockin' Docks Music Festival when I am there, I love to dance, and I'm always out on the dance floor having a great time. And these are the kind of bands that you can go and cut loose with and just have a great time dancing. My husband won't dance with me, but it doesn't matter. I just grab whatever girl is available out there.
Well, and that's what we expect.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't expect any less, Barb. that's for sure. This year, we're besides our bands, we're having Frankie and the Bananas, who is Frank Byrne.
He always comes back.
This is a treasured event for him. And if you don't know, Frank Byrne was the CEO of Parkview Hospital for a long time.
For a long time.
And
what
he comes back and plays. And then we have Sheba, which is Dr. Kittenauer's band.
Oh, that's right.
Thomas Kittenauer. And you might, some of you out there might remember him from years ago. He had a band called Not My Kids.
Was that his band?
That was his band years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Next Exit, which is Dr. Antalis, Alex Antalis, which you know Alex,
right,
too.
Right. We all went to high school
together. And then this year we've added just a little different because of, again, being our lucky 13, we've kind of went with the St. Patrick's Day motif since it's that weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a band who is going to play traditional Irish songs in between some of the bands.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be, it's called The Distractions.
Okay.
Molly Brogan and her band.
Oh, sure. So, can you get much more Irish than Molly Brogan?
Yes.
Brogan.
So that's going to be exciting this year. Exciting about that.
That is really awesome. That's right, because it with St. Patrick's Day, that Sunday, this event is that Friday, which means, of course, you can start your partying on Friday and just continue it through the whole weekend.
And what better way to do that than a St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Yeah.
And again, we've made it that Rockin' 13 or Lucky 13 where, all of our volunteers and committee, we're going to have our green shirts on and kiss me, I'm rocking, instead of kiss me, I'm Irish. So it's going to be, it's just turning into just a really fun event.
I think you guys have done such a branding, Rockin' Ducks, through the year. I mean, you have clothing, you have logoed clothes, you have an official logo, you have an official clothing, you do a program. Let's talk about the branding of the event.
Well, I think it's important. We have some doctors that will come and buy scrubs for their employees to wear.
Uh-huh.
That's got our Rockin' Docs logo. And if you're not familiar, our Rockin' Docs logo has a doctor with a guitar playing it. And
it is
and
a great logo.
We changed it. We altered a little bit since we moved to March. He now has his foot on a basketball to kind of cover that March Madness
that
we do it.
You guys are brilliant with this. I love it.
So we have T-shirts to sell, and it's amazing. I'll see T-shirts at a lot of places. I work out and then go to the club, and I'll see people with the Rockin' Docs T-shirts on that I don't know.
Mm-hmm,
you know, that's
mm-hmm.
kind of cool. So
yeah. And how much is the event?
Well, the event, if you go on our website, it's $10 to pre-sale, and the day of the show is $12. So our website is rockanddocsmusicfest.com. And you can go on there and buy tickets, and the more you buy, the cheaper they are.
Yeah, exactly. This is just a great event to grab the neighbors, grab your coworkers from work, and just have a great time on a Friday night. And I always, my good time is always modified when I know that I'm giving back in some sort of way. And as you said, it helps out those four charities, all medically related here in Fort Wayne. And, I just end up having a better time, I guess, because it really does your heart good to know that you're giving back.
And one of the great things about our Rockin' Docs, our committee, most of us have been on it forever, it seems like.
Yeah, you
we
guys.
We just always, we have embraced this event, and it's something that we all look forward to. It's just a great event.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, every bit of money other than what it cost us just to put the event on goes to charity. Nobody in our organization are taking any money. It's a nonprofit. So, I guess it's a good plug now. If you're out there and you say, hey, who could I donate to? We do have a tax-free status. So, you can donate and take, taxes, claim it on your taxes and things, too, if you check with your accountant. So we're always looking for people to help donate either their time, their money, services,
It is a great a bunch of volunteers that you guys have. As you said, you've been involved forever. Karen, that puts everything together and works so hard, really all year long. I always get an email right away following the event. Let's start planning for next year.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people don't realize, this is in March, but we really start planning all year. I mean, this is a year-round event that, and Karen Rotherman, who is our chair, she has just done such a magnificent job keeping us together, always keeps us on track. Jessica, who is at Spies, another one who always keeps us on track. It's just a fun group to belong to.
Yeah, it really is. And we haven't even talked about the silent auction yet, which I really think is one of your signature events. So we're going to get into that in the second half of Sunday Side Up. So don't go away. More Rock and Docs information coming up after this.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
Second half of Sunday Side Up, we are talking about the Rock and Docs Music Festival that is March 15th, a Friday night. Looking forward to it at Spies Fieldhouse. I loved it being downtown at Headwaters, but Jeff, since moving it to Spies, it's just taken on a whole life of its own. The timing is great because of the NCAA. You've got large screen TVs, so people can go and watch the game if they want to that night. Great parking at Spies Fieldhouse. Never have to worry about parking anywhere there at Spies. And it's a great facility, and the bands sound great in there.
Oh, they do. They do sound great. And, you know, one of the hesitance we had when we were 10 years at Headwaters, and we decided that when we were going to move to Spies, it was what happens, you know, moving it from September to March. Mm-hmm. Our expectations were very high, mm-hmm. and it came through. Mm-hmm. We opened our doors. There were just tons of people. We were so blessed because people have come to know that this charity is something that stays local. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people look at that. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to have their money stay in the Fort Wayne community and to help the Fort Wayne community people. You know, and every year, the Matthew 25, one of our big benefactors, every year, more and more people are without insurance, more and more people, 25-30% increase at Matthew 25. And this is just one way that we as a community can help them, help the people who need it.
Right.
And we've all had friends that have used Matthew 25, mm-hmm. you know, it's mm-hmm. It's just such a great organization.
Oh, it's wonderful to have that clinic here in Fort Wayne for both medical and dental. And then Sexual Assault Treatment Center, no other words need to be said. We wish we didn't have to have a sexual assault treatment center, but unfortunately we do, and most certainly it gives great care to needed victims.
And Fort Wayne's is one of the top assault, mm-hmm. sexual assault centers in the country. Mm-hmm. And this is an exact figure, but there's like 250 trained nurses that are just specialized in that. And we have three of them here in Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. Other groups come to Fort Wayne to look at our model of this group to make their own because it's such a top-run organization. Mm-hmm. You know, Fort Wayne has so much of that in town.
I know. I think our community is just an example over and over again to other communities much larger than we are because we just really have the caring hearts. We've got it in the right place.
Yep. And some of our sponsors, you know, Sweetwater Sound is one of our sponsors. We've got Steel Dynamics and PEP and Tower Bank and mm-hmm. Fort Wayne Neuro. They're just great. You know, Sweetwater is a great tribute here and being part of our rock
group. I'm surprised
group.
We don't have Chuck Surak wailing on the saxophone for
us.
Oh,
I know. Bands. I'm surprised too. But if he's out there, you know, we can always use you, Chuck. So come on in. That's for sure.
Do you play a musical instrument, Jeff?
I don't. You know, Barb, I've done comedy for years. And the only reason I did comedy because I couldn't play the guitar. You know, I wish I could, but I never picked it up younger. You know, I have a daughter that's in a rock band and you know, she sings and so I'm kind of living through her right now.
Yeah. You know what? I couldn't sing. I could just talk. And that's why I got a job on the radio. That's my only skill. Okay. So Sexual Assault Treatment Center, Matthew 25, Super Shot. Almost said Super Shot Saturday, but it's not Super Shot Saturday because now they do them all the time.
Yes.
I took all of my kids to Super Shot.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get your kids vaccinated.
Yep. Yep. You definitely owe it to your kids to do that. And they're a great thing we have here in town also. So we're happy about it.
Yep.
And part of the way that we raise funds for these groups, other than just ticket sales, which we want everyone to come, we want, the bands play, we do, it's a 21 and older, I do
right.
want to tell you that.
Yeah, that's important.
We do have a bar, we serve beer and wine, we have great food, you know, it's kind of the sports bar kind of food that we have. We have pizza and things like that.
Yep.
And then our big fundraiser, within our fundraiser, we have our silent auction, which is one of the largest silent auctions in Fort Wayne.
It is amazing, the amount of items and fabulous items that you have in the silent auction. Love it.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really cool with ours, we had it started out called Rockin' Charity, and we were one of the first charities here in town that started this, where we had artists paint chairs.
Uh-huh.
We started out with rocking chairs, and because they were rocking chairs.
Right, got it.
After that, we did that for a few years. We went to Adirondack chairs. And then we had our artists say, you know, we would like to just donate some of our own medium, and we can paint anything. So now that area includes any kind of furniture, any kind of painting, anything that you can think of that they have created. One year we had a old sewing machine cabinet that they had made into a bar where you opened the lid.
I remember that. That was awesome.
It had the glasses and your bottles and things in it. So these artists are just so talented. We have people from all over. Actually, tonight I'm meeting a friend in Indianapolis who's donating a picture that, you know, and her picture, some of her pictures go for $400 or $500. And she knew we were doing this and contacted her, and she said, I'd be more than happy to paint a picture
for you.
Doesn't
that just give you chills when you call somebody or they say they want to be involved? Doesn't that just give you chills?
Oh, it does. It does, because of knowing how many people this charity helps. And then we've got local companies that donate stuff.
I will just personally say that I played golf most of last summer off of items that I got at the Rock and Dock Silent Auction.
If you're a golfer, you definitely want to come and bid on the golf packages.
Yeah.
We have pool packages where, you know, if you have a pool or a spa that they can come out and do servicing for you. We've got sweet cars that have donated all these really cool cleaning supplies, to detail your cars.
Yep. And we're giving you two tickets to Tapestry with
and
Sissy Spacek.
Two tickets for Sissy Spacek. And if you don't know her, she's you've not been around, because she is just excellent. You know, if you're a coal miner's daughter fan,
yeah.
You know, that show, I think my wife's watched 7,000-8,000 times. So, so we've got a little bit of everything there. We've got spa packages. We've got dentists who have donated different things.
And kids' toys, too.
Kids' toys, Pig Perigo.
We have a bench that we're putting together with animals on it. And we've got the Fort Wayne Children's Zoo passes to go with it, too.
So
good things for kids, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, here's what I always say. When my kids were little, my baby now is a senior in high school, so I'm getting old, but whenever they were older, and if we went somewhere, they always said, well, what did they have that for us?
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Well, you can't go. But this is what's really nice. If you come, you have kids or grandkids, there's a lot of things on that silent auction that you can bid on and win, and take them ice skating, take him to the zoo, uh-huh. Take them to the movies. There's just so much on there that you can do. It's not just all adult type things to bid on.
I had a good friend of mine who would go to these events and participate in the silent auctions, and she'd get all of her Christmas shopping done that way. And then when she gave the gift during the holiday season, she would put a note where she got it at and said, by giving you this gift, it gives twice because it benefited this organization. And I thought, what a great philosophy in life to have, you know?
You know, but that's Fort Wayne in general. Fort
uh-huh.
Wayne is so good at donating, and not just money, but their time,
mm-hmm.
Their products, their mm-hmm. services, you know, their artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've been in Fort Wayne. I was born here, and it's just amazing how many people care here in Fort Wayne.
Yeah. And one of the other charities is Riley Hospital for Children. As we said, it's not local, but it services so many kids from our area that you guys agreed to pick it up and include it. And it's been a wonderful donation each and every year through our Magic Riley Radiothon to Riley Hospital for Children. We're extremely grateful for that. We have a lot of Riley families and a lot of Riley parents that come and join in on that event.
We do, and there's several hundred that code to Riley every year from Fort Wayne. Probably know more of a figure than I do, but it was astonishing to me. I had no idea until...
You've been down to the hospital a couple of times.
I love to come down.
Isn't it amazing,
you know,
place?
Those kids and those doctors, they are truly a blessing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone always says, no matter what job you have, I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Yeah.
Working at Riley would be very tough for me, having children, and those employees down there are like godsend.
Yeah. And you know, there's another organization where the employees stay and stay and stay. And then the surprising number of employees at Riley who were Riley patients.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's had such a major impact on their childhood that they just grow up and go right into the medical field. So it's very, very cool.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, that's not familiar with Riley don't realize that Riley will send doctors up here to Fort Wayne
yep.
also, and they have Riley-trained doctors here in Fort Wayne, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a it is a Fort Wayne charity.
Right. It is a collaborative between the doctors here in Fort Wayne and the doctors in Riley, all looking out for the best part of our kids and stuff. When do the doors open on the 15th?
6 o'clock. Okay. We go from 6 to midnight.
So the first band's up and playing
first
at 6?
First band's up and playing at 6.
Whoa, baby.
Yeah, we get started right away. And knock on wood, last year it was very nice weather out.
It was.
You know, it was in close to the 50s, if I remember right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And again, all the parking's out there. You can park. It's we can't thank Spies enough for giving us their facility to use.
Another good community partner.
They sure are, and it's just been a blessing to us to have those contacts and those just wonderful.
I want the place to be sold out this year. I just think that everybody listening needs to make a commitment to grab people, their friends. It's, got this good case of spring fever going on. We're anxious to get out. You know how you see your neighbors all the time over the summertime? You probably haven't seen them since, last fall. Go call them up and bring them to Rockin' Dachshund.
And here's what's really great about it is the way that the Rockin' Dachshund is set up there at Spies. If you've got your friends and you want to slip away and talk, there's areas you can go to where you're not right in front of the band.
Yeah.
It's a social event.
Uh-huh.
It's a casual dress. Everybody comes in all kind of different wear. And, even last year I seen some people with flip-flops on and shorts in March, so there's just, you can come and be yourself and just enjoy it.
And we really encourage a lot of the younger age. Again, you got to be over 21, but this is great for the college kids and things like that to just come and let their hair down and really start to learn the importance of giving back and philanthropic events like this one in their lives.
So. And my daughter, Chelsea, is a senior at DePaul, and she graduates this year. And this is her second year since she's turned 21. She she makes a point to come back and brings her friends, too, and she volunteers for us. Because she knows what a great event it is.
Well, we can't thank you enough for including Riley Hospital for Children in the Rockin' Docs Music Fest. All of your hard work is great, great volunteers in putting this music festival together. And again, give us the website one more time.
It's rockindocsmusicfest.com. And it's not too late to donate either your time or if you're an artist and you have a picture there in your gallery that you think, I'd like to get this out in the public. It's a great way to do it. Get on our website. We're never too late to take a donation.
Very, very, very good. So we've got that website linked through our webpage at waji.com. We will see everybody at Rockin' Dachshund March 15th, Spies Fieldhouse. It is a great evening. The door is open at 6 o'clock. Jeff Crawford, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
And I'm Barb Richards on Sunday Side Up.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.